1976 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, hour number two, Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 edition. Democrat consultant pundit Greer talking about how far will Perry Johnson's income tax elimination idea take him. Greer says, I don't see that as being feasible. He has no plan to backfill the lost money. His claim is that we can cut more from the budget. With our current constraints, we need more funding, not less. This idea is irresponsible. You're an idiot. Pure and simple. Perry Johnson, with an HP financial calculator, an HP 12C, which I have in my briefcase, can go through every single item in the state budget and can eliminate right off the top 20%, no problem. Gretchen Whitmer's proposed budget for this upcoming fiscal year, 2027, $88 billion. Perry Johnson can cut $16 billion out of that in a blink of an eye. How much money, Greer, do we pay in state income tax to the Treasury? Do you even know? It's $13 billion. Perry Johnson will say to every bureaucratic head, reduce your budget by 20%, or I'm not signing the budget. You chop 20% across the board, right across the board, 20% of your budget, or it's not going to be funded. And if you can't figure out how to do it, I'll replace you. You can turn in your resignation by 5 o'clock today. It's that simple. If you're not capable, or you're not willing, or you're not able to cut 20% off of your department's budget, there's the door. Goodbye. I'll hire somebody to do your job at 20% less pay and force them to cut your department by 20%. Period. There's no plan to backfill the lost money because it's not lost. It's wasteful spending. Taylor, another political consultant. Johnson is walking a very fine line by attempting to appeal to the affordability, economic justice sentiment that has been shown to exist by polling of the voters, while hoping that they've forgotten about the last businessman who made exorbitant promises running for governor as an outsider. She's talking about Rick Snyder. Given what we know about the most relevant comparison given by Mr. Johnson himself, comparing him to Elon Musk, Doge, and the Trump administration, I think Michiganders will be very wary of the 47-47 plan. and will likely lean more towards candidates with more substantive policies that don't potentially put the state's coffers further into the red. Into the red. Okay, I'm sorry. Moreno Taylor got a picture of this guy. Younger black gentleman. Further into the red? What part of red are you talking about? Every budget that has increased under Governor Gretchen Whitmer for the 7 years, now going on the eighth and final year of her governorship, has gone up and has balanced. Where the hell are you getting red ink from? There's no red anywhere. Do these people just make this stuff up? Well, Truscott, the Republican. How far will this idea take him? Harry Johnson eliminating state income tax? Quote, it will take him a little way. And though until those organizations that benefit from the income tax start to push back. For his campaign, it's more important for him to spend time with primary voters. He has never been seen as a grassroots type of candidate. Regarding the income tax elimination, I don't think voters really believe it. They think it's a gimmick. And because they just don't trust politicians these days. A gimmick. Oh, my God. You know what? Why did Kyle Malin not ask me to answer these questions? This is just absolute insanity. It's not a gimmick, John. Get out your financial calculator if you have one and figure it out. Our state income tax brings in $13 billion. If you chop the budget by 20% across the board, it's $16 billion. It more than pays for it. Oh, my God. Next question. How much does the voters support the citizens voting petition drive? How many voters do they lose when voters realize it require them to prove their own citizenship with their local clerk via a real ID, a passport, or birth certificate? Well, now the left-leaning Bill Ballinger says quite a bit. But whether it will be enough to defeat the proposal is a good question. It will require massive education by the news and media and some big money from key interest groups. Even then, polls show that a broad section of voters favor voter ID. And it hasn't even been any interest in the fine print. Taylor says it's very difficult to gauge the voter support for the citizens voting petition drive. No, it's not. It's not hard to gauge it at all, Marino. All you got to do is ask. If you base it solely off the signatures they provided, because we know that the petitioners are able to deceive individuals into signing. What? Deceive individuals. They turned in over 750,000 signatures. They only needed 446,719. They turned in over 750,000, and they did that because they deceived the signers. You're an idiot, too. I can't believe this. Nobody deceived anybody. This is a petition drive to put it on the ballot to require proof of citizenship, and to show a photo ID in order to vote. Oh, yeah, I'll sign that. What deception are you talking about? Marino then goes on to say, I think once an individual effort is made to inform the voters of exactly what they're voting on, the initiative likely will only garner 20 to 30% support. This guy is so out of touch with reality. You keep drinking that liberal, communist, socialist, progressive Kool-Aid, buddy. 20 to 30%. When this gets on the ballot, this thing will get between 70 and 80. Your numbers are completely ass backwards, buddy. 70 to 80% is what I'm predicting this will be approved by the voters. Then he goes on to say, taking a little pot shot at Trump, this 20 to 30% support, mimicking the support level for the president over the last 2 to 3 months. Sorry, dude. All the polls are showing President Trump is either between 43 and 47% favorability ratings. Let's see if John Truscott, the Republican, can come with some sanity. There's overwhelming support in terms of voters showing an ID to vote. I'm not familiar with the nuts and bolts of the requirements, but as long as people perceive it as something simple like a driver's license, I don't think it loses much support at all. Last one, Greer. I know that this is in Project 2025 outline. And to me, it's an incredibly dangerous example of voter suppression. Here we go. Get your communist talking points out there, girlfriend. This goes right along the same lines as Jim Crow and poll taxes. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Proving your citizenship and showing a photo ID is the same as Jim Crow and poll taxes. Oh, yeah, poll taxes, because you might have to go and pay to get a copy of your birth certificate. This voter ballot initiative will disenfranchise Republicans and Democrats alike, creating a potential quagmire with people trying to find old documents. And for those who can't, not everyone can afford to get a new document. I'd question if it could even be held up in court. It seems like it would be blatantly harmful to female voters. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? The females who take their husband's last name when they get married. This whole thing is just wrong. Oh, man. Okay, you show your marriage license. Your maiden name's on it. Your new name is on it, and your driver's license has got your new name on it. Well, your birth certificate was not your husband's last name. Well, here's my marriage license when I married him. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, thank God we only have one more question to get these four political pundit opinions in the final segment. Hour number two, short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Becky, listener down in Indianapolis, she's for former retired police enforcement law officer. Price of the barrel of oil went up to 120, and as of this morning, it's already back down to 80. It may be even lower now. When I checked early this morning, it was about 6:30 when I got up to do the show. It was 89, 90, right around there. She's saying it's down to 80. It may even be lower already. And she says, by the way, Bill Ballinger needs Republican Viagra. I was drinking a cup of coffee and almost choked. Sorry, Becky. I didn't mean to have you blow coffee through your nose, backwash, and choke. I can't believe Ballinger. He has gone to the communist side. I'm going to be going to the endorsement convention down in Novi on March 28th. I hope he's there, because I'm going to walk up to him and introduce myself, because I don't know who he is. The new Bill Ballinger may not even know who I am. Yeah, he'll know me. I don't know. I think the last time he saw me, I weighed almost 300 pounds. This morning, yes, Kim, Downstate Kim, I did my fasting yesterday, down 2.8 pounds. Joints feel great this morning. I was bad this weekend. Oh, baby, I was bad. I had so much fun. But you're right. Well, the final question that the pundits discuss, would you recommend that the House Republicans put it on the voting board, a bill that would allow gun owners to carry concealed without a permit, a concept known among gun owners as constitutional carry? Truscott, the Republican, the weenie, he said, I would not advise it. Of course you wouldn't advise it, because you're a wimp. This is a very polarizing issue. that I don't think helps in a general election because it doesn't address the primary issues and concerns of voters. If you own a gun, it does, John. You got to be kidding me. It's so easy to portray this issue as being extreme. I say this as a gun owner who has a concealed pistol license. I don't believe you, John. I want to see it. Next time I see you, I'm going to ask you for you to pull out your CPL and show it to me. He goes on to say, I'm not bothered by CPL requirements, and I think it actually helps elevate the importance of safety. Safety. What, because of the CPL training you went through? The fingerprints that you had to file with your local county sheriff or the Michigan State Police? Those requirements? In the meantime, when the bad guys, the gangsters, the drug dealers, the people that are kidnapping our children and putting them into sex slavery, they don't have a CPL. I absolutely guarantee it. Not one of them do. But law-abiding citizens have to. Right. Okay, John, I get it. And that was supposedly the Republican on this panel. Oh, my God. Constitutional carry. You mean the thing that Kevin Kievsky, if he becomes our attorney general, will give a legal opinion immediately that Michigan should be a constitutional carry state? Oh, the Democrats are going to use that against him in the general election, Trucker, and we're going to end up with Karen McDonald, the communist, socialist, progressive, as our next attorney general from Oakland County. We'll see. Cliff says, I'm bothered by concealed carry regs. It's a pain in the butt. And oh, by the way, did you see the Dems raised it? Yeah, wait till you renew this year, Cliff. Bill Ballinger, the former Republican, House Republicans might decide to do it. But I don't think public opinion is on their side, and it would backfire badly. Republicans are already carrying so much negative baggage into this year's general election, they can't afford any more. Negative baggage. Right. Okay. Got it. You know what? I'm not even going to read the Democrats. Yeah, let's do it. We got time. Greer. Absolutely not. It's incredibly dangerous with the increase in gun violence, the mass shootings in our schools. Gun ownership is important, but it needs to be done safely. We don't need to let people drive a car without a license, so why would we create an avenue for more dangerous bad actors to have the ability to carry a weapon concealed? It's irresponsible. Keep drinking that Kool-Aid, lady. Taylor, this is a nuanced issue. Oh, that's a good word. I'm surprised based on your IQ. I don't think it would be the wisest move right now, given the direction Michigan has gone over the past legislative sessions. Of course you don't. We've got other stories from Lansing, things happening in Washington. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back. Keep your text messages coming.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell